Julie Postma and her colleagues from WSU and partners from a Spokane technology lab called Urbanova have been modifying a phone app called SmokeSense. It was created by the Environmental Protection Agency, and it offers
the ability to look at the air quality index and see what the air quality is like locally as well as regionally, identify fires in the region and smoke plumes as a result of those fires, but it also allows people to monitor and note their symptoms.
The version adapted by Postma, who's in WSU's College of Nursing, and her colleagues allows people to blow into a handheld machine called a spirometer.
That via Bluetooth connects with a smartphone, so people can breathe into that. There's a small turbine in there. It measures the flow of air in and out of the lungs.
The information generated is transmitted back to Urbanova, which collects the data for researchers. Postma is recruiting 60 asthmatics ages 18 to 26 to test the app and provide feedback. She's targeting young people because they often underestimate the effects of air pollution on their breathing and because they're comfortable with the technology her team is developing. When it's perfected, Postma believes the app will be a help to people who need to keep an eye on the sky in order to function.
Self-management, chronic care management, especially reaching people in rural areas who might not have the access to, you know, a pulmonologist, et cetera. It's a huge part of asthma management is that self-care piece.
Postma says study participants will use the app for 8 weeks to keep track of their breathing. They could earn Amazon gift cards. To learn more, go to the WSU College of Nursing's Asthma and Wildfire webpage. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.